accession number 20461, reel 2.
Aidan Dawn, reel 2.
My brother, after a couple of months, he decided that he didn't like the REs, he didn't like the sergeant major, he didn't like anybody. I said, so, unbeknown to us, I said, we had a housekeeper, hand-picked from Chatham. She came there, I says, and she always seemed to be, didn't seem to settle. And I came home from work one day and she was crying. I said, what's up? She said, we've had the army here. They surrounded the castle. I said, and they came in and asked me lots of questions. She says, I didn't know what they were on about, didn't know what they were talking about. So I said, my father said, well, what was it about then? Do they want to go and see me? So she said, yes, they're coming to see you, to see Harry has gone missing, deserted. Oh, father went spear. Anyway, they came and interviewed him, and he said, well, I don't know. So he said, well, I'll get in touch with Lil. That was my brother's girlfriend. And I asked Lil, and Lil said, no, I've not seen him. Well, about a week went by, and the old lady said, I'm leaving. I can't stand it any longer. It so happened my brother was living in the dungeons. He's living it, and she used to give him all his food.
Was she the only one who knew he
was
there?
Yeah, she was the only one. She had a breakdown. Yeah. Anyway, she came out and caused me. Harry, when Leo was there, Harry came out and gave himself up. And anyway, he went back in the army and he'd done his punishment. And he was due to go to Palestine then. And when he went to Palestine, he was made the Lance Corporal. So he was looking at... Then he got into the boxing and sport, and he was quite happy.
Were you ever interested in boxing?
Yeah. You asked him. I was a baby, see, but they used to be all there, and I used to muck in with them. We used to go running overnight, night running and that, and this I don't know, Eric, really why it started, but my brother said to me, come on, put the gloves on, it's no good of you coming up here if you're not going to muck in, put the gloves on, and I started, it's alright now, come on, you leave with your left, leave with your right, so on, so I'll be able to enjoy it. So I hit him a couple of times, I said, and he wasn't satisfied, and he hit me, knocked me out. Knocked me right out, mate. So that was that. But he was good. He became a welterweight, and he used to box in the Rochester Casino for about a couple of pound. Yeah, he's done quite well. But he changed his name. Instead of being Harry Daunt, it was Mick Simmons. And on the do you know what? I used to have the things, but. I don't know what happened.
The bill with his name.
All them on there, yeah. And
why did he change his name?
Because he said Harry Daunt didn't sound right. Mick Simmons sounded more like it. Yeah, yeah. But there's a lot more to that later on. I'll tell you all about that later on. You've got a lot to come yet regarding my brother.
So you moved back. Did you move away from Starkey's Castle?
Yes, we moved into Borstal. Fairview was a house, a beautiful house it was. We lived there, and then that's when I met Audrey.
Your wife?
Yeah, I met her. She went to Borstal School for a short while when she came from Canada, but I used to say hello and that, but I met her. My brother Bill was caught in. A Canadian girl from Canada, and lo and behold, my brother was called in, and Audrey turned up. So, two brothers married two sisters.
And why had they come from Canada?
Audrey's dad there was no work at that time. He went with the Salvation Army. They paid his fare out to Canada. He went with three other chaps. They came back, but Walter's dad stuck it out. And he went through, he was called up for the war, in the Great War, and he lost his leg there. And of course, after the family were growing up, Walter was only about 10, I think. His dad wrote from England and said that things weren't too good. He was ill and he had a lot of property. When I say property, ground. So, as far as I understand, they decided to come over for a holiday, and they brought the family over from Canada. When they got over here, Audrey's grandfather put up the money, and they had a house built in Borstal, and they stayed here. And that's when my brother met Audrey's sister, and I met Audrey.
So when did you start courting?
Audrey's 17th birthday. Audrey's 17th birthday, I brought some of my apprentices and we had a party. But Audrey at that time was keen on a poultice wallaber. Now, a poultice wallaber, that's how I see these sailors, they're artificers. And this chap was in the medical, so I'll give him the name of the poultice wallaber, which didn't go down very well. Anyway, I had to get a shot of him. When she was 17, and we courted all that time, saved a bit of money, and then it led up to when I finished my apprenticeship. I was just trying to think of anything that happened at that time. Bill. Oh, yeah. My brother Bill bought a bit of ground off of Alder's dad. Pigsties. My brother was... Bill was a... I don't know how he explained to me. He was my mother's favourite, I'll tell you that. But anyway, I understand that... he went to Maidstone Market... And he arrived home about 2 o'clock in the afternoon in a taxi. Well, with Madeline, that was my brother's girlfriend. Well, married they were then, yes, they were married. And opened the taxi door. Come on, come on, come on. Out come out six piglets. The bloke said, I've tell you something, mate. He said, I've never thought anyone would talk me into this. He said, I've carried some stuff in this taxi in my time, but never bloody pigs. Yeah, and he was squealing, and he drove him up the garden into the pigsties, and Bill was a rum one. Once he got the pigs, they had to be registered. But he somehow or other, Bill got by it. He said he used to send a lump of pork to the chief of police. I said, they used to sign his registers. That's the sort of thing. But then they erected the guns atop of his garden. Anti-aircraft guns went up, and they had a small party of RAs up there, and they lived in the tunnels in Borstal. And, of course, Bill used to get all the swill for the pigs. I always remember he came in with his little lorry this day, and I gave him a hand to take. I was ready to go abroad, by the way. Give him a hand to get these off the lorry. So he said, "That one there, that one, that's the one I want." And he started taking the swill out, put it into one of the other ones, and down in the bottom he went. And out come a great big round of cheese, what the army would give him up there, and tins of golden syrup, carnation milk. That was Bill. So he said, can you out tonight? I've got a bloke's coming up the road, he says, and he's got a couple of sacks. Anyway, the chap did come up and got these sacks, and what it was Sylvan soap flakes. We had bags, and we used to sit there and bag up small bags of Sylvan soap flakes, and people used to come up and knock on the door, and he's selling Sylvan soap flakes. But then Bill went in the fire service. He went in the fire service, and he had quite a rough time, as you can imagine, during the war. But I don't think I've got carried away there, have I? I haven't missed anything. I just wonder where I'd missed something, because so much going on. Do you understand? So much going on.
Yeah. So what happened to you? I believe you were called up for the militia. What was the process behind that?
Well, the militia was... on my 21st birthday, I came home, and I was so I had 2 weeks full money. I came home on my birthday, 28th of June, 1939, and my older sister said, "Yeah, mate, there's some cards." She said, "Dad said you've got one there, OHMS." On His Majesty's Service, so of course that's what I went for, and it was report to the Maidstone Barracks, Royal West Kent Regiment.
Had you known that this was going to happen at all on your 21st birthday?
I knew I was in the army, but I didn't know what regiment.
But did you know that they were going to call you up for the militia?
Oh yes, they took, when I had my medical, I had a medical in June, about the 15th of June or something. There's about a month's difference in the, yeah.
So how had you heard of the whole militia thing in the first place? Was it?
That came out. I wasn't really interested, but the chaps in the where I worked for kept saying Horbilicia as a thing of calling up the 20s and 21s, and of course straight away I began to think, well, I'm going to be one of them. You know, that's how Horbilicia's.
I mean, had you had any anticipation that there was going to be a war?
Well, prior to that, long time before that, I was working on a house in Gravesend, and the house we was building was for what do you call them chaps that bring the ships in, were they?
A pilot?
Pilot, yes. It was built for a pilot, and we're talking. I says, you've learned your trade. I said, probably, yeah, near enough now. He said, why don't you go in the Navy, a merchant Navy? So I said, well, I never thought about it. Money's good. You have brass buttons, which to me didn't mean anything. Brass buttons. Anyway, I told another chap on the building, like, who had worked in the dockyard, he said, blimey, yeah. He said, money's good. He said, you go away, he said, you can't spend any. It's building up. So I thought, right. So he gave me the papers. I filled all the papers out. And I said to our dad, says, what are you up to? I said, I'm going to the Navy. Do you know what you're doing? I said, yeah. I said, we all want to get some money. Get married. Well, I'll tell you something, he said. Do you know there's going to be a war? I said, well, is there? Of course there is. What do you think you're getting these air raid shelters? What do you think you're putting the air raid shelters up for? You're not doing that for fun. He said, and I'll tell you something else. Merchant Navy, you wouldn't stand a chance. He said, you see what's happening, can't you, with the Germans? He said, they've got these U-boats. He wouldn't stand a chance. So I pulled it all off.
So you hadn't taken much interest in...
No. I was, you You know, no, he was having a good time and that was it. No, wasn't really, didn't click at all.
Had you noticed the Munich crisis in 38?
Yes, but, yeah, oh yes, I knew all about that, but it somehow had a, I don't know, I couldn't visualise it.
So, you had to go for a medical when you were called up from militia. What happened there?
Well, you just went in and they, you know, you went from one doctor to another, they checked your eyes and that and so on right through. And I was A1. They recorded me as A1 and that was it. Yeah.
And what happened next?
Well, all it was then, it was just a matter of, I knew I was on my way then. I knew I was coming in. And as I said the final interview was, is there any particular service you'd like to go in? So I said, well, my brother is in Singapore. I think I'd like to go with my brother, if it's possible. No, he said, I don't know. I said, we can forget that. Because in my own mind, I didn't know there was that much trouble out there. No, he said, no, you won't be able to do that. What else? Oh, I said, I've been told long-range snipers. He said, what? Long-range snipers. Where did you get that idea from? I said, well, I'm advised by friends and that. Oh, I heard that one. Any other preference? I said, and Camel Corps? The what? I said, the Camel Corps. Why? I said, well, I'm telling you what I'm told. I said, that it'd take about a year to train a camel. Get out, he said. You joking? I said, no. I suppose I was really, but I wasn't going to let him know that. Get out. So I said, and then that was it. I said, man, until me 21st birthday, that's when I really got the calling up to report to the Royal West Kents at Maidstone. Yeah, now, the first day being called up in the barracks, I said, they kitted us out with the battle dress and gaiters and boots. Sergeant Major says, right, so you, right, stop there. Now I'm taking you around Barrett Square and introduce you to different buildings. I said, away we went. He said, now that is the mortuary. Don't want to see you in there. Up them stairs is the barbers, which you will be going up very shortly. Come right round. You see that mark across there? From there, over the other side, it's out of bounds. He said, that's the married quarters. Now then, if I hear or see or know of anyone crossing that line, I'll kill them. I mean that, I'll kill them, and then I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll court martial those what's left. So I said, we get well clear of there. So that was that. That was the introduction to our first day, second day, I think it was in the army. About 3 days later, we was getting the kit, we got our beds and that, and all sorted in up. Learn how to lay our bed out, how different things were, keep we got a rifle. And
who showed you how to lay the kit out?
We had all regulars helping us, corporals and sergeants. Well, they really went to town on us. All the time, it's army, 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 all the time, you know. Outside PT, outside for this, outside for that. Get ready.
And, you've been called up to the depot, had you?
Yes, in the depot.
Royal West Kent.
Yes.
So you hadn't been assigned to a battalion at that
time? No. We had, as I say, about 3 months intensive training, real training. In fact, I'll give you one instance. We was out on route march, and we're going up Route a Mill, and all of a sudden the order come. Yes! We was all fumbling, trying to get our respirators out. I said, we're getting them on. I said, there was three lorries coming down Route a Mill, and the drivers looked out like they stopped their vehicles and got out and run. I thought it was a gas attack. That was another incident. I said, and then, as near as I can remember now, my pal, who I joined up with, we were kids together. I said, what's up, Dan? He was crying. I thought, what's up, mate? He said, I've had a letter from Ethel. So what's up? He said, she's in the state. She said she's got 3 bills coming. She can never gonna pay them. And of course, jokes in the squad, in our squad, can't pay. What? No one six. Can't pay them on that money. Something wrong there, you know. I said they're really getting taken to me. I said he was upset. So some bright spot. I said, well, write a letter to the company commander in the barracks. Write a letter to him. Said to the CO, someone said, yeah, the corporal. Corporal said, yeah, right, let the CO. He sat down there. He's writing away. I said, all right, Dan. He said, yeah, I don't know whether it's going to be any good. He said, well, nothing. You don't try, you won't get anywhere. So he said, do you want to read it? So I said, give us it over here. Let's have a look. He says, dear sir, while serving a period of 6 months as a militiaman, I find I can't pay my bills, my rates, my rent. I can't pay them. Well, the court, they're having a laugh, see. Anyway, they said, yeah, that's okay. We'll send it into the colonel. Interview. You went for an interview. Come back you come. God, dear. Why did I do that? I said, what happened? Blimey, he said. What are you on about? Do you realise you're in the army? Do you realise at any time you could be killed? What are you worried about debts for? They'll all be taken care of. Get out. That was the young. Yeah. He come back there.
So what type of accommodation were you in at the depot?
Very good. Nice, airy barrack room. There was about 12 of us in there. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Yeah. Yeah. As I say, the food was good. Everything was good at that time.
What was the food like?
Oh, excellent. Really good, yeah. From breakfast, you had, bacon, eggs, and all that sort of thing. Dinners were good, and roast beef and all that. A variety. Tea was good. Yeah, very good. Until on the... Was it September the 3rd, was it? September the 3rd. Take cover. When we came back, they said, get all your kit, out, went down in the stables, down below, in the stables. The reservists were coming in, they were sleeping on the parade ground, they were only for perhaps 2 nights, and then they were away. Some were going, we knew one batch was going to Malta, all reservists they were, and then and then they decided that we're still doing our training. And then that was when it came around that we're going to join a battalion.
Can I ask you a little bit more about the training?
Yeah.
When you were doing it, how had you taken to things like drill?
Well, it was easy somehow or other, 2 hours. But mind you, there was some there with the, you know, the arms going with the legs, that sort of thing. Oh, we had one chap. He was a jockey. He was in our squad. I can't tell his name, but they didn't know what to do with him. He was so short, and he somehow or other, when they had a bayonet on, he seemed to be clashing with somebody. And I'll say we picked it up pretty quick. We started first thing in the morning, PT, and then we had breakfast, then we had square bashing, all different types with the without the rifle, then with the rifle, then with the bayonets, fixed bayonets, all that, present arms. Shoulder arms. Oh, that was going every day we had that.
Who would drill you?
Mostly a sergeant, a regular sergeant, and they were good. They were good. They made us what we were because they were so brilliant. And you could talk to them. See, knowing that we might only be there 6 months, they were out to impress. Well, they'd had their orders. They're not actually like joining the army, so people, you know. So they were very good, except one corporal. I challenged him to a fight. He, Corporal Young, he was quite cocky. Oh, he couldn't, you know. And he kept saying, you know, it's all right for you, all right for you. I said, well, that's how it is. I said, we might be. Well, soon we've done it. 6 months, we're out of it. Yeah, he said, but you don't know. You don't know what the bloody army's like, he said. You really ought to be in here and learn and that. And of course, he got that and he come up behind me and punched me like that. And I reared up on him, but of course, another corporal there said, stop. Stop. Yeah. So he said, if you want to fight, I was down the gymnasium. I said, oh, yeah, that'll suit me. But it was never, nothing happened about it. I wondered about him, you know.